wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
Kamal must wear his hemorrhoid cushion at all times.
So Michael Jackson's innocent. Thanks to the moan, it's 5 to 7 on Radio 1. I tell you what, it's amazing what goes through your mind sometimes. You know how, and we're all capable of doing it, you're in the middle of a conversation at dinner or at whatever, and you just kind of drift off.
Mm.
And you might say it out loud. I found myself saying out loud last night, about 20 minutes after the result, the verdict came out. I found myself going, you know, if you watch this helicopter, you know, they were filming Michael Jackson going back to Neverland from the court. If you paid attention during this, you can find out where he lived.
Yeah, you could actually, yeah.
Obviously, that's the main talking point today on Radio 4, it'll be Michael Jackson. I don't know how much we'll mention it on this show, for legal reasons.
I watched him drive all the way from his house to court, which took about 40 minutes, and then the verdict happened, and then they started filming him driving all the way home again. I had to go to bed then. I couldn't watch him drive all the way back.
What I enjoyed last night, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one, I watched him, I missed him leave the court, but he just walked out the door and got in the car.
Yeah, nothing happened really.
And so I'm watching this, I'm going, okay, well this is, I wonder what's going to happen, and the motorcade, as they call it, was driving off, and there were fans pulling up and waving and beeping, and I actually thought something was going to happen, I thought some crazed fan might do something silly. But no, it's fine. And there was all the fans outside Neverland waiting for Michael, and Michael's driving the 45-minute journey to get back to Neverland Ranch, and the helicopter keeps losing signal, but it keeps getting it back immediately, and it's overexciting. And what will he do when he gets to the gates? And will he just drive straight through? And will he get out? Will he wave? What will he do? It's really exciting. And he gets to the gate of Neverland, and just drives straight through, and then the 18-mile drive that he seems to have right up to the doors of the Neverland Ranch, and the door of his car opens, and the security guards come up, and the camera loses signal. Jesus, thanks very much. Brilliant. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. He could have got out and started juggling for all I know, moonwalking up and down.
Would have seen it.
The camera went off. Anyway, news next with Dominic. Meanwhile, Razor Light Radio 1. So how much of the whole verdict bit did he see? Did he see the jurors?
I saw the jurors, yes, come out.
What a bunch they were.
Mm.
I'm telling you. What? I don't know how to describe them. Normal-looking people would be one phrase, which would be legal. But unbelievable. Did you see the woman with the eyes?
Yes.
I didn't see all the interviews with them afterwards. I went to bed at that point. And most of last night, as I say, was spent with me watching cars drive down the road and back again.
Oh, the jurors. You'd have loved the jurors, honestly. Some people were saying if they had a beauty contest, none of them would win.
Well, certainly not a view that we would endorse on this show.
No, they're unconfirmed reports at this time. But we'll hopefully have more on the beauty contest allegations later on in the show. Although I can confirm that we will be playing music next from Tupac.
Nice.
And it says here, Daniel Bedingfield, but who really knows what might get changed during the news of sport. With Dominic and Carrie, it's 7:01.
It's now 7:05.
I think one of the things that I can talk about when it comes to the Michael Jackson case, and I think most kind of level-headed normal people would agree with me, is just the major disappointment that I felt, because you know, no matter what you believe about the case, it doesn't matter. I'm not talking about that. But the result only fuels the Michael Jackson fans to be even more freaky and weird than they already were.
Mm.
I find Michael Jackson fans the most amusing and amazing people on the planet. on the news last night. So, you must be delighted that Michael, that the verdict has come out.
I always knew that Michael was innocent, and I know, and I know that Michael is innocent, and he will return. He'll be number one. He'll be number one. Oh, he won't let this stop him. You watch. He's coming back.
You think this will actually help Michael's music career?
No, I'm saying that he's the king of pop, and he's number one. He's number one.
The guy hasn't been number one, by the way, in this country in about 12 years.
He's number one. That's Michael Jackson. He's number one.
Okay, you're not actually making any sense. You're just repeating the same thing.
That's right. Michael Jackson, he's number one, and I'm his number one fan, and I look like him, and I've got a tattoo of him on my knee. You want to see Shamon?
Did you see the interview on Sky News with the Northern Irish guy who was being, when they were driving the motorcade down the highway, they were talking to this Northern Irish guy, who actually came over as being quite normal, I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an actor.
I don't know, but he didn't sound like a normal Michael Jackson fan. He was, you know.
He's the guy with blonde hair, wasn't he?
I never saw a picture of him.
Was he the one standing up with no shirt?
I don't know if that was that guy. There was a banner saying Ireland loves you or something like that. That's possibly him.
Oh yeah, I saw that, but I don't know if it's the same guy that was interviewed.
Cheering it as well, I watched it on BBC One last night on the news, and there was a shot for about 4 minutes while they're reading out the verdict of some what could be perceived by some people as mad Yank woman who had a box of birds doves, I believe they probably were, and they weren't a box. I mean, no, it didn't just turn up, but like a box of pigeons, she kept releasing these. As every kind of not guilty was read out,
well, that to
she
me
released a dove into the sky.
That's the big story, really. The next case, the animal cruelty case, about her stuffing all those doves into a hamster cage in front of the world's media. Dominic Byrne came up with a good point last night about the fact that what would she have done with the doves had he not been found innocent?
Exactly.
Fly after walk home.
Fly for his freedom. And she turns around and goes, see ya. Bye. You know, like Eric Morecambe used to walk off the back of Morecambe and Wise in a coat with his bag? She'd be there, and the prosecution would be there going, we're very pleased with the result, we think it's a fair result, and blah, blah. And in the background, there's some woman with a Mac on, with a box of birds going, see ya, bye-bye, see ya. Anyway, 7:08. Shamon.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates.
If you're listening, Michael, on the internet, by the way, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Ow!
National Radio.
We started a massive, massive debate now about this woman with the pigeons.
They weren't pigeons, they were doves. From above.
I was laughing about this. She turns up with a couple of sparrows. Fly, birds, fly. Apparently she was French.
Yeah.
Which makes it even funnier.
Mm.
If you just switched on, by the way, good morning, it's 7:15. We're talking about our major discussion point at the moment is after all the news of Michael Jackson's verdict, in case you haven't heard, not guilty on all counts. There was a woman in the crowd who was releasing doves. Every time they said not guilty, she released another dove into the air. Hello?
Hey, what was that?
Sorry, I sneezed.
You all right there?
I was trying to be quiet.
Quick, release the dove for Rachel's cold. Fly, dove, fly!
Look, I've got 12 of them here in this tiny hamster cage.
But that wasn't right, was it?
But she didn't have enough. There were 10 counts, and she didn't have 10 doves.
Oh, did she not?
So she had to hold on for a few. She was waiting for a big not guilty.
Yeah.
You know? And because she's French, she's even funnier.
Yes, fly, birdie, fly. Fly away from Michael.
You see, she should have got pigeons because then the first couple would have come back and then she could have released them again, right? Because you don't get home in doves, do you? And if she was French, how does she get them into the country? Because you're not even allowed to bring in honey.
I don't know.
You're not seeing the signs?
No. I'm not aware that you can't bring honey.
You can't bring in honey into different countries.
Now, why didn't we have an English guy tossing jars of honey into the air?
Exactly.
Go on, Michael. Here's for your freedom. Way! Mind yourself, copper.
Hmm.
There you go. It just only in America, though. Would a French woman, would she fly to America, buy some doves, and then release them?
Mm.
Do you think the doves are flying around now, Santa Monica, going, where are we?
Exactly. They're probably quite happy in that pet shop.
I'm not even a fan of Michael Jackson's music. I think he went very much downhill since Earth Song.
But in all seriousness, though...
Flap, flap. By the way, as I'm doing this, I'm flapping my arms like a dove.
In all seriousness, though, if she's bought these doves, right, from wherever, from this dove shop, and she's taken them to Santa Maria...
Can't imagine a pet shop.
She releases them.
Specific dove shops.
Where do they go? What do they do?
What, the
doves?
They fly around and I don't know.
Because they won't know any other doves around there, will they?
They live happily ever after.
Yeah.
Maybe she's there for the result of every court case there. Maybe there's a dove sanctuary around the corner. There you go. Nice to hear the end of the link. The vacuum cleaner gets turned off outside. 717. 81199 if you have a text you would like to send into the show this morning. Bearing in mind, we probably won't read out most of the ones that you're going to send in. We can predict what they will be. But if you want to text in anyway, 81199 is the number. Now, 7:18 in the morning with this. 7:20, it's the Audio Bullies and Shot You Down. You'll be pleased to hear, by the way, if you were listening yesterday morning, that we're going to do our great big giveaway competition in the next half hour of the show, where you can win one of those great board games, Wonopoly.
See what we've done there?
Yeah, that's very clever. Somebody texted yesterday. Wonopoly. And we're going to give away another great board game as Radio 1's Money Week continues. It's our campaign this week, all teaching you about money. Hence this song here.
Money.
Not funny.
In the rich man's world.
It's money.
Yeah, but it could be funny.
I suppose.
Always sunny.
Not sunny.
In the rich man's world.
Ah. So what we've done is we've got a Wonopoly board game, right? We really have made this, by the way. And instead of, like, Piccadilly Circus, Leicester Square, whatever it is. Is Piccadilly Circus on there?
Don't know.
We've put Radio 1 DJs in the Radio 1 shows. It's a Radio 1 DJs Monopoly.
It's a rich man's world.
Great. I thought we might put the ending on. So we're going to give one of those away later on. So don't phone up yet. I know you'd be dying to phone up for this great competition. We're actually going to play the game on the air. It really is genius. Ow! So get ready for that, and we'll give it away in the next half hour.
Dirty, baby, I got your money.
It's ODB. Do you know what that stands for?
I do, but I can't say it on the radio.
Old Dirty Brian.
It's not Brian.
Where is it?
It's Bill.
Old Dirty Bill.
Yeah. Is it?
And who's the girl on it? Khalees.
Is it?
Yeah. There you go. Got your money. 7:26.
Good morning.
Shampoo. I was half waiting for Avid Marion to appear as Michael Jackson last night.
Were you?
Yeah. I just thought maybe Lee had flown over there for the verdict and just seen him appear and going,
"That's right, I am an innocent man, Shampoo. Come on, Bubbles, let's get out of here."
Seems to be coming to a Christmas special near you, though.
Please, Lee, don't appear on television. Please don't appear on all the news channels around the world.
That's right. I just left through the back door, because I'm getting out of here. Ow!
And a moonwalk off to, like, a Citroen.
Yeah.
And off he goes.
A motorcade of Citroens.
Little smart cars.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway. Right, so... It's the Money Week on Radio 1, telling you all about money and all that. And so we've actually got some board games made up of Wonopoly, the Radio and DJ's version. You go around the board as normal. You know the rules, and we did this yesterday. You can either be a small dog or you can be the car. And if you want to be in with a chance of playing this great game and winning it, then give us a ring now. It's 08700 100 100 08700 100 100. If you would like to play our great Wonopoly game, be the dog or the car. You see what we've done?
Genius.
It really is.
Mm.
And we'll play the game for real. It's great. Featuring questions about the Radio 1 shows.
We play in about 15 minutes.
Yeah. It's or... By the way, I was really pleased. Alan, I think Alan found these sound effects. Did you find these? Which was great, because obviously the other counters, you can have this...
hat.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any noise.
Which would have been really difficult.
Mm.
So imagine, I got the three sound effects. I got the dog. I got the car. I got the hat. Brilliant. What, let's hear the hat again. Oh, yeah, that's good. Very well done. Anyway, so give us a ring. 08700 100 100. Dominic's here. He's going to be telling us what's coming up in the news in a minute.
Yes, I will. Be telling you all about what's coming up in the news.
Brilliant. So that's with Dominic. And Carrie's here to tell us what's coming up in the sport news later.
Hello.
Oh, she's here, the real one.
I will be telling you what's coming up in the sports.
Good. You're nice and relaxed this morning.
I've had some sleep and I'm a bit hyper.
Oh, yes, please. Hey, you copped off with Lee Sharp last night, didn't you, Abby?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great.
Do you regret that in the morning when you woke up?
No.
No?
Okay, not at all.
Not at all? I know Dave did the other year when he snugged him at the Soccer Six.
He was very gentle.
Was he? It's nice to know. Josh Stone and Coldplay coming up next after we get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
7:33 now.
Shamon! Carrie, do you know anything about this Michael Vaughan clip that we have?
Apparently, he listens. I don't know much about it, but apparently he listens.
Don't sound so bloody surprised, love. It's the show of champions.
I'm not surprised.
No, you just went, apparently, he listens.
No, I just think it's great.
Okay.
I'm not surprised in that way. I'm just surprised and excited, because I think it's fantastic.
Where's this come from? Do we know anything about what's the story?
It ran on Newsbeat yesterday. Who actually got it, I don't know, but I was just listening in the background. I just heard him mention your name.
Right.
But I've heard before that actually he's a big fan of the show.
So what's he talking about on it?
I think it was before the 2020 match against the Aussies last night.
Right.
Newsbeat went down to have a little chat with him.
Okay.
And
I know nothing about. I don't understand cricket. Who is Michael Vaughan?
He is the England captain.
I thought he was the guy on Capital.
That's Johnny Vaughan.
That's Johnny Vaughan.
Right.
He's one of your crowd as well. He's a Yorkshireman.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like him already. And this was a big cricket match.
Yeah.
Big game of cricket yesterday.
Big game of cricket yesterday. Well, yeah, it's not a test match.
It's a friendly.
It was 2020. No, it wasn't a friendly. No. It's never friendly with the Australians.
It's like the Worthington Cup.
No. No, it's like a little taster for
right.
the Ashes series that's coming up later.
Okay.
It was all over in a day.
All over in a few hours.
Really? Yeah, which is always an advantage for cricket, I find.
You know, well, it goes on for a week, it gets dull, doesn't it?
Well, that's because we were supporting him, of course, and the whole team. What are they called?
England.
England.
Do they not have, like, a nickname, though?
No, existing
like the Angels or something, or the Terriers or something.
They're sometimes called England Cricketers.
Yeah. Right, England Cricketers. I like that. Mm.
They do have like little nicknames when they're playing the one day game in the National League, sort of like, I think, the Warwickshire Bears or something like that. But with England, it's just England.
Right. Not the England Bears.
No.
Well, we supported him yesterday. We spoke non-stop about it on the show yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this clip.
It's going to be one big challenge and a real big ask for us to do that, but one which the public, we hope, will get behind us. Chris Moyles included on your show. Try and get some public support, and we'll try and match him with a good performance.
There you go. I mean, if we'd have had that clip yesterday, then maybe we'd have been able to get behind him, but it's all over.
Yeah, but there's a whole summer of England versus Australia Ashes series, which is, I think, what he's mainly talking about.
Haven't they beat them now?
No, is just one sort of warm-up game, really, but the whole summer is England versus Australia Ashes.
This is like an hors d'oeuvre to the main course, which is a lot of cricket.
How many times do they play Australia?
Five.
What?
Five test matches.
It's ridiculous.
In the Ashes series. This is a little taster.
So, Mr. Vaughan, what's your support throughout the summer as a fellow Yorkshireman?
I'm going to have to learn the rules of cricket. I know you throw a ball at a fellow with a stick and he hits it away, and then some people who've got sun cream on their noses try and catch it.
That's it, really. Those are the basics.
Well, not really, Dominic. I mean, that's...
Are they Australians, the one that do that big dance?
You're thinking about the Maoris, the rugby.
Right.
Team. Okay. Different sport, different country.
I'm obviously only joking. I do know a bit about cricket. I know they have umpires, and they get bowled out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wicket.
What?
That's a wicket.
Tell everybody what you've made, by the way.
To all Australians out there, I have made a little mix of your 10 wickets falling yesterday. Yay! Well, it might be the only time we do it. We've got to milk it.
That's brilliant. I don't actually know what that means. So when the ball hits the stumps,
yeah, or
that's
when
called
they get
a wicket.
Yeah, when you get caught out, yeah.
And you've only got to do that 10 times.
Yeah, because then, there's 11 players in a cricket team, so you can't have. There's one at each end of the crease, so you need 10 wickets to get 10 men out and one man left.
Brilliant. You're listening to Cricket World on Radio 1.
Turning into Test Match Special.
Are you a cricket fan, Dominic?
Not massive.
Brilliant.
Got to say. Although the 2020 stuff is good because it's 20 overs each side and it's all over in a day and it's brilliant.
Right. So that's finished now.
That's done now, yeah.
So is this quite a cool thing to have Michael Vaughan say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that, it's
yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Morning, do they have league and union for cricket or is it just, it's just cricket?
They have National League and County Championship and internationals.
Brilliant. This is great. It's so exciting.
I think you could quite get into cricket because it involves sitting in the sun and drinking beer for large parts of it.
What?
It could be your sort of sport. It's very, it's very social.
You take a cool box with you, don't you? Load up on beer
tinnies.
And sandwiches.
Yeah. Pack lunch and just sit and watch the cricket afternoon.
Well, I wish Michael Ball or the...
Michael Vaughan.
Or the luck of the world. Right?
Michael Vaughan.
Michael Vaughan.
Michael Ball. Michael Ball is the singer. And also, he used to play left back for Everton.
Okay. Did he really?
Different one. Not the same fella.
I was about to say. Mm. What, love changes everything?
No, he's now at Rangers.
Okay.
Not that one.
What,
the
Michael
other
Ball?
One. No, the other one.
It's very confusing, isn't it? Right, it's 7:39. Coldplay, then Just Stone. Play it loud. It's Radio 1.
Summer's on the way. The sun is out to play. Unless you are unlucky and your sky is grey today. We're live across the nation, so our weather may not be right. But as long as it's sunny here, we really don't give a monkey's.
That's right. You thought it was going to be the woods, but it wasn't, was it?
The Chris Moyle Show.
Right, brilliant Coldplay. Here we go.
National Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, very quickly looking at your watch, it's 7:47, like the aeroplane.
Yay!
It's my favourite time check of the whole morning.
Oh, it's gone. It's 7:48 already.
Oh, but it was good. That was
Do you know, my favourite one's 8:08.
State. That's
Mate.
Also the bosses as well.
Is it?
Yeah, Benjamin Michael Rathstein's. That's his favourite.
I do like 8:08, mate.
Don't forget, by the way, when you're watching Live 8 or listening to it on Radio 1, when Joss Stone is performing giving up her own time to perform, don't forget she's the one who thought Bob Geldof was called Bob Gandalf.
Hmm. Lord of the Rings, of course. 20.
Yeah, we know that man, Gandalf. Yeah, he's brilliant, isn't he?
Who?
Gandalf. What's his name? Bob Gandalf?
Geldof.
Yeah, him.
I'd love her.
Anyway, right, we're going to move on. You know why? We're going to give a board game away. Monopoly. Very exciting, isn't it, Dave?
It is hugely exciting, and it's all to do with money and money issues.
Yeah. Rachel's just run out of studio in a panic. I never know what that means.
It normally implies there's a problem with one of our phone callers.
I know. Well, let's just pick them to it. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. You're very quiet. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, is that any better?
That's awesome. Thank you.
That's your phone, though. That's not me.
Well, it's so loud.
Well, are you sure? Have you turned your volume up?
Yes, it's so loud.
Just turn your volume up and see if that makes any difference at all.
It's gone up and it's not going anymore.
Maybe your ears need cleaning, Caroline.
Thank you.
When was the last time you had your ears syringed?
I've never done that.
Right. Maybe you should. Where are you, Caroline?
I'm in the car. I'm going to Alton Towers.
Oh, stop it. What are you looking forward to having a ride on, if you pardon the expression?
Oblivion. Love Oblivion.
Oh, give over, really?
Yeah, you know the one where it drops you.
No, I know it. I've done it twice and I ain't doing it again.
Great.
I don't like it. It scares me. Well, have a nice day. You're playing against Lee. Morning, Lee.
Morning, Chris.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Very good. Where are you from?
I'm from Dawlish in Devon.
Oh, very nice. I have a friend over there. What do you do?
I do nutritional programs for people. I'm a personal weight loss coach.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
Losenow.co.uk.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
nice,
yeah,
plug.
Yeah. Yeah, big picture of me on the homepage. I'm just tuning in to Toast and Jam.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Mate, it's not that bad. Saturday morning, I tucked into Friday night's KFC.
It's all saturated fat, Chris. All saturated fat.
I don't care, dude. It tastes great.
Fair.
Seriously, you haven't lived unless you've heated up last night's curry for breakfast. Okay, well, anyway, here's the game, then. It's Radio 1's money campaign all week. We're telling you all about money. Yeah, what to do if you haven't got it, what to do if you got too much of it, what to do if you're in debt. I'm just giving you advice and stuff, because money, not only does it make the world go round, Dave, but it also can be a major pain in the ass.
And it doesn't grow on trees.
That's apples. Brilliant. Right, ladies first. Caroline, do you want to be the small dog or the car?
Oh, I want to be the car.
Okay, all right. Fair enough, which means that, Lee, you're the small dog. Yep, all right. No offence, obviously. All right, so we're going to actually go around the board and we're going to play the game for real. And when it lands on a radio and DJ or a show, then I'll read a question out about them. Beautiful, beautiful. It'll all be great. All right, you both understand? Lovely, great. Let's play the game. All right, very exciting. Here we go. Right, Caroline, you can go first.
Oh, yes.
Here we go. And a second. Get the blooming lid off here. Hang on. Two. Scott. Hey. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
True or false? Scott Mills is the great grandson of the famous Antarctic explorer Great Scott, who first discovered the South Pole in 1936.
I'm going to go false.
False? Is the right answer. It is,
yay,
false. Well done. All right, Lee, here we go. One. Colin and Edith. What nationality is Edith Bowman?
She's Scottish, Chris, I think.
It's the right answer. Well done. Mm. That's a fairly easy one, I think.
Well done.
Six. Marianne Hobbs.
Ooh.
True or false, Caroline? Marianne Hobbs' greatest claim to fame is that her grandfather, Russell, invented the electric kettle.
True?
Yeah, it is true. Well done.
Yay! Great. Get another one right.
All right, this is you then, Lee. Here we go.
Okay.
It's to two. Joe Wiley. What is the name of Joe Wiley's favourite sea lion?
Bob?
Close, it's Barkley. Sorry about that. Caroline, this could be your chance to steal the prize here and go home with a Radio 1 Monopoly board game. It's a four. One, two, three, four. Spoonie. True or false, Spoonie's the only Radio 1 DJ in the station's 38-year history to turn up to work wearing pedal pushers.
I'm going to go true.
It is true!
Yay!
Which means that you are the winner! Congratulations, you must be so excited. How do you feel?
I feel awesome.
What?
That's not even a word. No, it's just more kind of like a noise. Once again, how do you feel?
I'm great. I'm grand. Yeah.
I was stuck with your first answer. First of all, commiserations, though, to Lee.
I'm devastated, Chris.
Yeah, and you must feel quite stupid, of course, not knowing Joe Wiley's favourite sea lion, which we discussed yesterday.
Barkley.
Barkley lives at Whipsnade Zoo.
I feel terrible now.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Cheers, Chris.
Teach him for trying to plug his website on the air. Get. Right, so well done, Caroline. Not only are you going to go to Alton Towers today, but you've won this Monopoly board game.
Oh, thank you.
The only thing I ask is that you take a photograph of you and your friends playing the game at home, so we can see you. We can see you enjoying yourself in the privacy of your own living room. That came out wrong as well.
Yeah, but you know what we're after.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we're asking for.
Well done, there, love.
Oh, thank you.
Goo. Hey, tell me, what's your favourite radio station?
Radio 1.
That's great. Oh, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And we've got more of these great Monopoly board games to give away. They really are great, aren't they? And I've got to say, this is the best competition we've ever done since yesterday's.
Same again tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think Rachel and I will be having a discussion off the air about this feature. And maybe we'll just give it away randomly on the phone. Alan, what do you think?
Yeah, me too.
Really? Okay. There you go. That's a great Radio Oneopoly competition. This is a new song from Feeder. We'll play it next.
Feeder, Pushing the Censor's new single from the album, which is fantastic.
Single comes out a week on Monday.
Week on Monday.
No, don't you don't whisper it.
Why not?
And that's why you don't do your own show. Right, Feeder, there you go. Lovely. Rob DJ's Pub Quiz coming up. If you want to take part, then you better give us a ring right now. Oh eight seven hundred one hundred one hundred. We need a boy and a girl to play Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz. Rob is my mate. He's the DJ in my local pub in Leeds. He does the pub quiz on a Monday night. We take the questions. We do some of them on a Tuesday morning. It's as simple as that. Give us a ring if you want to play. 08700 100 100. Robbie Williams and Kaiser Chiefs playing next. It's 8 o'clock.
And the weather: some showers for Scotland, Northern. You all right? What was that?
Blame your nose.
Really? Is that what that was?
Yeah, well,
that's the
sound like
weirdest sound blowing nose ever.
Blowing my nose.
Showers in Northern Ireland and Northern. That's rubbish. That's horrible. It's going to be bright and sunny in the south as well. It's 3 minutes past eight.
Come on. Hello. Okay, Dominic, as a serious journalist, you can answer all the following questions with I'm not interested, if you so desire.
Okay.
So how did Michael Jackson celebrate after he left court yesterday?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not gonna actually do any of these answers. Michael Jackson's planned a holiday now that the court case is over. Do you know where he's going?
No, I don't know where he's going on holiday. Okay.
He said he was going to go to bed early last night.
Right.
Can't finish that one off either.
No.
And there's more of those that we'll have through the show.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Unless we receive...
Oh, unless in an hour's time we just do all the punchlines. Or we just make them all clean. How about this? Hey, Dominic.
Yes.
Apparently, Michael Jackson has already booked his holiday now that he's been found innocent. Where's he going?
Where's he going?
Hawaii.
Brilliant. Perhaps he is, who knows?
Ask me how he's celebrating his innocence.
How's he celebrating his innocence?
He's just going to watch TV.
Right. It's more public service broadcasting than jokes, isn't it, to be fair?
We need to get Rachel in here. Oh, Alan, can you find the clip, by the way, of the girl who won the prize when she went... That's funny. Also, Dave from Sheffield wants to know when your wicket mix is going to be on the air.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, we might save it till a bit later. Find a little gap for it, I think.
You could have done it...
Why are you trying to make that sound rude? See, you're putting your sex voice
on. I feel
on.
Naughty.
Well, we'll win,
it's quite naughty. There
may be a little gap for that big thing later, Dave in Sheffield. You want to hear my wickets?
Carrie, you should have mixed it
naughty over, boy.
Over Chad Jackson, you could have done Hear the Drummer Get Wicked.
Very good, Dave.
Look at me. You're fired. Rachel, here's a question for you. Well, that's not a question, it's more of a... Someone just texted in and went, God, is Rock DJ the only Robbie Williams track that you play?
No. We played others.
There you go. That's answered that. If you could choose another Robbie Williams track, what would you choose?
Oh, no, I'd much prefer Rock DJ.
Yeah, that's because you're too lazy to go and find another one, isn't it? And also, by the way, when I hear everybody singing this, if you're in the car or whatever, or you're still in bed, or you're sitting around the breakfast table having a bacon sandwich or a bowl of cereal, which tastes a little bit out of date, don't worry about it. What I wanted to do is, when you get to the chorus, you don't sing Rock DJ, you have to sing Rob DJ. You see that? I don't want a Rob DJ, because it's Rob DJ's quiz coming up. Okay, that's brilliant. Thanks. I don't want to Rob DJ.
It's
7 minutes past 8.
Chris Moyles has a big gob, yes, with lots of things to say, uh-huh, while comedy is quiet and Ad is also quiet.
So anyway, Michael Jackson, after the court case, he just went home and watched a video. Asked me what video it was.
What video was it?
I'm not sure.
And then there's Dom and Kerry, and they have to be serious. And Rachel's high on fruit juice drinks and looking quite delirious.
How did Michael Jackson feel after the court case yesterday?
No idea.
He felt relieved.
The Chris Moyles Show.
His innocence had been proven.
National Radio.
Love that. Kaiser Chiefs, Every Day I Love You Less and Less. Brilliant. Super. Great. Smashing. Lovely.
It's a great song to play air keyboard to.
Mm-hmm. And you were air drumming, and I was air guitaring and air keyboard.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, wicked me. It's 8:15.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
I hope you're singing along to the Robbie Williams track, I Don't Want to Rob DJ. It's what they play, by the way, when he goes up to sing, and when he sings in the pub.
Carrie was singing I'm Rob DJ very loudly in my left ear.
Were you, Carrie?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Good girl. Somebody just texted in, by the way, saying, oh, my God, how much does Carrie sound like Titmus?
I do not sound like Abby Titmus.
You so do, though. You really do.
Yeah, but I'm better looking, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But equally, probably as easy. Right, let's meet the hostess with the mostess. It's the lovely Rachel.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rachel.
Right, playing for the boys today, Jonathan from Wolverhampton.
Go on, Jonathan.
Playing for the girls, Jennifer from a place that I can't pronounce.
How do you spell it?
Inverurie.
Inverurie.
That's it, Inverurie.
Where is it?
Scotland.
Inverurie. Inverurie indeed.
I've always wanted to say that, not Inverurie.
Right. Do you want to do that?
Uvalvo.
It's not Uvalvo.
Not Uvalvo.
What is it?
Iranu indeed.
Oh, I said Iranu. What did I say?
Iranu. You said a Volvo.
Yeah, I did.
And Uvolv.
A Volvo.
It does. It goes Uvavu and then Iranu.
I'm right, aren't I?
Uvavu. Yeah, yeah. Uvavu, not a Volvo.
Sit and swivel.
Anyway, should we continue with this?
Turn your text
sit
off.
And swivel indeed, because. Right, my text is off. Here we go.
Okay, so turn your papers over. I don't think you'll like these questions today.
Where's my pen gone again? Who keeps sticking my blooming pen? Is it you, Jones?
No.
Stop eating them.
Right, question number one. How many teeth does an aardvark have?
Depends.
If you'd had them knocked out in a nasty accident, then he might have none.
Remember, the rule is to have the answer that's on this sheet.
How old is the aardvark?
Yeah, it might be a baby aardvark with just milk teeth.
Just your normal
might be an
average
old aardvark.
Okay, got that one?
Yeah.
Question number two. Which show's heroines are Samantha, Charlotte, Miranda and Carrie?
Is it this one?
So I guess all your lot's names at weekends. Which show's heroines are Samantha, Charlotte, Miranda and Carrie? Got that one?
Yes.
Good. Right, number three. Which squeaky character became Philip Schofield's sidekick on children's TV?
Sarah Green.
That question again. Which squeaky character became Philip Schofield's sidekick on children's TV?
I'm between two.
Oh, Dave, it's easy.
Easy.
No, I know what you mean, Dave, actually.
It's between Allard and Carrie. Oh, I see. This is easy today. This is easy. I'm going to do well on this.
Good.
Yeah.
Give me the next one.
Okay. Who in 2001 became the youngest woman to sail solo around the world?
Oh, shut up.
That should be easy because she's been in the news.
Carol Vorderman?
No.
When have you known her to say?
Is it Michael Jackson?
Joss Stone.
He's not a woman.
What?
He's not a woman.
Well, no, you're right. He's legally not a woman.
So who in 2001 became the youngest woman to sail solo around the world? We're flying through these.
Yeah, I know.
Question number five.
Yeah.
If three babies born are triplets and four babies are quads, what are five babies called?
Bloody painful.
Oh, yeah.
How would you know? Oh, yeah.
No, it must be, though.
Can I just say,
my friend's just had a baby.
Not five.
Is this a trick question? Like, if three babies born are triplets and four babies are quads, what are five babies called?
Mm-hmm.
Michael, Randy, Janet, Tito.
You have to have LaToya. The answers on my sheets.
Five
It could be one of two, couldn't it? Not two, but it could be one of two two options.
I've just made up a word.
There's a short option and a longer option.
Well, you put the one you think's right.
Well, I put both.
Yeah, but you can only give me one answer, remember?
Mm.
Okay, anybody need any of this repeating?
No.
No, no. Excellent, no. Right. Play a record and we'll give you the answers next.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Over and out.
Well, I thought that was easy.
Was quite easy, then.
Yeah. I reckon I've probably got two right. Minimum.
I've got to say four there.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm confident of five.
Are you really?
Yeah.
If you don't get five, we're all going to laugh at you and call you Abby for the rest of the show. Basement Jacks and You Don't Know Me on Radio 1. It's 8:24. Good morning.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Right, let's meet our callers that are playing today. The boys and the girls, representing the boys, is Jonathan Whitfield. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Wolverhampton.
Oh, never mind, mate. Sorry. Mm.
Well, you know.
What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Oh, very nice.
For who?
Oh, do I have to tell you?
No, no, I don't really care. I was only making polite conversation.
Well, you meant to be working now?
I am, yes.
Oh, okay. I see. How well do you think you've done out of five?
I reckon five.
Oh, okay.
Very confident.
All right. Jennifer for the girls. Morning, Jennifer.
Hello, morning.
Is it hello? Yeah. You're all right?
Yeah, I'm great, thanks.
Good. Where are you from?
Inverary in Aberdeenshire.
Oh, very nice. sorry, hang on a sec. Tell me where you're from again, just the name of the place?
Inverary.
That doesn't really work with a laugh, does it?
No.
Sorry.
How well do you think you've done?
Not too bad. I think I've got four.
What do you do, by the way?
I'm a receptionist. I work at Arculink Prehistory Park.
Just give me an example of how you answer the phone.
Good morning, Arculink Prehistory Park.
Wow, it really is that simple, isn't it?
Arculink History Park.
What? Yep.
That's what it sounded like. Arculink History Park.
Arculink?
No, Arculink.
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 Archeo, so like short for archaeology, and then link.
Archeo link.
That's it.
Park. Good Monday, Archeo link. Can I help you?
By that time, they put the phone down anyway, haven't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, well, good luck. Let's run through the answers. Here's Rachel.
Hello.
I'd like, by the way, Rachel, you to check that I am not going to cheat on my paper.
Okay. I'm watching you.
All right, fine.
Why would you be cheating?
Because I think I've done quite well.
Okay, great. Question number one, then. How many teeth does an aardvark have? Chris.
None.
Jonathan.
None.
Jennifer.
Two.
Dom.
None.
Carrie.
None.
Dave.
Four.
Alan.
32.
The correct answer is none.
Yay!
How did you know that?
What?
How did you know that?
Do you want the honest truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Children's BBC used to have Otis the Aardvark on. And I was a massive fan of Otis the Aardvark, and he had a big long snout, but that's all he had. And he had a mouth with a tongue. And then, of course, I remember that old rubbish cartoon that used to be on about an aardvark. I can't remember the name of it. And I don't think he had any teeth either. There you go.
Great. Question number two. Which show's heroines are Samantha, Charlotte, Miranda and Carrie? Dom.
Sex and the City.
Carrie.
Sex and the City.
Dave.
Sex and the City.
Chris.
Sack.
Jonathan.
Sex in the City.
Jennifer.
The City.
Aled.
Sex in the City.
The correct answer is Sex in the City.
Hey.
Is it Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
And the
Sex.
City.
Sex and the City, yeah?
It's not Sex in the
no,
City,
it's
is
Sex
it?
And the City.
So technically, Jonathan and Jennifer are wrong. No, only joking, obviously.
Okay, question number three. Which squeaky character became Philip Schofield's sidekick on children's TV? Jonathan.
Gordon the Gopher.
Jennifer.
Gordon the Gopher.
Dom.
Gordon the Gopher.
Harry.
Gordon the Gopher.
Dave.
Gordon the Gopher.
Aled.
Gordon the Gopher.
Chris.
Gordon the Gopher.
Correct.
Hey! Can I just point out that myself and Jonathan, 3 out of 3, as is Carrie and Dominic.
Mm. High scoring today, then. Question number four. Who in 2001 became the youngest woman to sail solo around the world? Chris.
Ellen MacArthur.
Jonathan.
Ellen MacArthur.
Jennifer.
Ellen MacArthur.
Dot, has anybody else got anything different?
I've got Ellen McCarthy.
Right, you were wrong. The question
you get nothing for that.
The answer is Ellen MacArthur.
Yay!
You
get
that. Thank you.
No, four it's
round
all
four.
Right.
Four out of four.
And for the fifth one, if three babies born are triplets and four babies are quads, what are five babies called? And I think we may be having an argument over this one.
Mm.
Dom.
Now, it's one of two. I've put Quinns.
Okay. Carrie.
It's a rugby team.
Quinns. Dave.
Quintuplets.
Aled.
Quintlets.
Jonathan.
Quintuplets.
Jennifer.
Quints.
Chris.
Cinquets.
Well, I've got on my paper here quints.
Now, but
isn't that quintuplets?
Yeah, but isn't quints just a shorter version of quintuplets?
I think that is
in the same
right.
way that six is sextuplets, isn't it? Or is that
you can't have sex and sextuplets though. That's got to be sextuplets. You could have quadruplets. No, you've got to have. You can have both with quins. I think quins or quintuplets.
Quadruplets,
you?
But you call them quads.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got quins. I've got quints.
Well, I've actually got both.
I think we all get a point for that, for quintuplets or for quints.
You two said quins though.
They're quins.
Have you got a T?
Is it quins or quints?
No, it's quins.
Oh, you get no points then.
I'm spelling it Q-U-I-N-S.
No, nothing
the rule
for quins.
Is you have to have what's on the sheet.
Exactly right.
Jennifer got it.
Yay!
And technically, Jonathan gets it for quintuplets.
Anybody get 5 out of 5?
Yes.
Yo, Jonathan, for the boys!
About time, I suppose.
The boys rule!
4?
Yep.
Yep.
3?
Yeah.
Aha! Thicko. Right. And it is a thicko.
Well done, Jonathan.
Well done, man. Well done, fella. You can be happy in the knowledge that you got 5 out of 5 today.
Well, we beat the girls through
James. Exactly. However, Jennifer, well done, and you sound very cute.
Thank you. Oh, aren't you sweet?
Can you just say Gordon the Gopher for me again, please?
Gordon the Gopher.
Oh, that'd do it for me, I'm telling you. All day I can listen to that. Are you married, Jennifer?
No, sorry.
Single?
No. Yes, Ivan.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello, archaeological.
Shut up. Bye!
Bye.
Go on, the gopher. Right, well done. I'll take 4. I'm quite happy with that, actually.
I don't think Carrie's happy with me.
Why?
Not happy with that. It's quins. That's what five babies are called. Yeah, quads and
shut
quins.
Your morning. Look, I don't care anyway. I got 4. I'm quite happy. Right, more music coming up in a bit, including Shakedown at Night and Jen with Just a Ride. Let's get the news. It's 8:30
on 8:35.
I feel awesome.
What is she saying? This is our caller earlier who won the Monopoly board game. Congratulations, you've won. What is that?
Doesn't make any sense.
We should try and dissect that syllable by syllable, I think.
Okay, ready?
Uh-oh.
I feel
awesome.
I feel awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see you.
It's easy when you do like that. Oh, yeah, go, okay, I'm saying.
I feel awesome.
You're close.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson. That's all I'm saying today. Apparently, he left the court yesterday and he went to the local video store to get a video to watch.
Hmm.
Yeah, because he just wanted to relax.
Yeah.
Apparently, Victoria Beckham is married to David Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
And other Michael Jackson gags we're not going to do on this show. What are we doing tonight?
We have a DJ get together.
I think
it's a brainstorm. It's not a social. This is a work event, and we've all got to get together around a table, and we've got to discuss upcoming issues.
I can't make it.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. I've got flu, and I'd be selfish to go to pass on my germs to the other radio and broadcasters.
I think it's compulsory.
Well, I can't. I'm ill, man. You know what I mean? So, I can't go. Would you go on my behalf?
Well, I've got to go anyway.
That's how ill I am.
It's a nasty cough there.
I might ring the boss now and just pretend I'm ill.
And that's why you're not coming tonight.
Yeah.
But don't make me go on my own.
I'm not going. Seriously, sitting around the table with all the egos. You know what I mean? Joe Wiley eyed me up, trying to dress me with her eyes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Put me in nicer clothes. JK and Joel bouncing off the walls. Joel telling everybody how drunk he is. No, sorry, how drunk he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
By shouting very loudly, I've had a little bit of a drink! Alright, Joel, whatever. Joel chatting to his missus on the phone.
I've got all of them.
JK hitting Joel around the head with a pool cue.
Vernon won't be there because he'll be in La La Land, Tinsel World.
Oh, is he over there at the moment, is he?
Doing his Hit Me Baby, I'm from Bolton show. You know? Is Scott Mills going?
I would think so, yeah.
What happens at these things? Because
we've never had one of these actually before.
Oh, haven't you?
No, it's the first.
Brainstorming, can you do me a favour?
We go out for dinner sometimes and we
yeah. Colin Murray will come with a load of Colin Murray based features.
Hmm.
Right, it's called I'm Great, and you all have to put a picture of me up in your house. In your what? In your house! That's how Colin speaks. Sorry, go on, interrupted.
No, we have these dinners where we have dinner, obviously, and talk work things, but this is a purely brainstorming thing.
So is this like you're kind
it's
of
like a work meeting. It's not fun.
Trying to be creative and all that sort of stuff. Is that what it's about?
To debate certain issues and see what we come up with.
I've got all of them.
We've worked out what she says.
What?
Now, if I tell you, you'll... Well, do you know how this currently sounds like...
I've got all of them.
Yeah.
Is there a seven at the end?
No, don't say it. It sounds like she's saying seven at the end.
I've got all of them.
I was all seven. However, as soon as I tell you what she's saying... You won't be able to hear that joke anymore. You'll only be able to hear what she says. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Just at the moment, what does she say?
Blah, 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 seven.
As soon as I tell you, you'll hear it clearly and won't now understand what the whole fuss was about.
On Telesum.
Do you want to know or not?
Yeah.
Just play once more, Quinn.
I've got always seven.
Always seven?
No,
always
nothing.
Seven?
Anything, Gary?
No idea.
Rachel?
I think she wants your autograph.
I've got always seven.
No.
I feel awesome. It sounds like, and many people are saying, it sounds like she's saying, I feel awesome.
And again?
I feel awesome.
I feel awesome.
Yeah, you can
maybe,
hear that.
Maybe.
I feel awesome.
Maybe we should call her back and ask her what she said.
Yeah. I don't think she even knows what she said.
I feel awesome.
You love them, love them.
Take her to the DJ dinner tonight.
Yeah, she came up with some great ideas.
Sit next to Joel.
That's great. And the boss of radio won't go, that's great, Joel. Okay, Joel, give somebody else a chance, Dale. Yes, crazy caller?
I've got all of them.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Imagine Colin needed next week. Right, it's time to play our brand new game. Awesome.
Celebrity Love Island. What's a wicked show? Get lots of famous people on that none of us really know. Some bird who had a footballer, some fella from the jungle. If they want real celebrities, get Zippy, George and Bungle.
Can I just say, by the way, on Celebrity Love Island, right? I like Fran Cosgrove, whatever his name is. I like him.
Do you?
I think he'd be a fun night out. And I like Callum best as well. Mm-hmm. It's not the gay conversation from yesterday. And I like Isabella Hervey.
Hervey.
I think she's quite sweet.
Yeah.
Mm. And Liz from Atomic Kitten, who doesn't feature at all
she's
in any
show. She's a nice girl, though, isn't she?
But she's a nice, you know, she's not very confident, but she's a lovely girl. Mm. I think they're all nice. I think we should have a night out with the boys when they get back.
A nice night out.
What do you think?
Mm. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Do you fancy that, Carrie, a night out with Callum Best?
No, thanks.
Yeah. I've got all of them.
Not you. Chris Moyle Show. It's Gem at Radio 1, it's 8:47. Hi, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And together we are
Chris and Dave
on Radio 1. So was it number question 30 was yes, probably.
Yes, probably.
Okay. We're just doing an online quiz at the moment.
Yep, we're trying to find out how gay Dominic is.
We've got a gayometer.
Yeah.
Yes to that.
We've answered 30 questions. I'm hoping when we click this, it's the answer. Okay, here we go. Are you more gay than your pet? Find out with the petometer.
We're going to have a verdict in 4 minutes.
You... Oh, no, that's that can't be right. Get your results.
Get your results.
You ready?
Yeah.
Dominic is 40% gay! You may act straight, mate, but I bet your mother always knew you grew up to be a gay guy.
That means I'm 60% super hetero.
Does anybody else want to take the test?
I'll take it.
Yeah, okay. All right, male,
Can you read these out?
Some of them are a bit specialist.
Okay, shall I go and stand over here?
No, stand next to me.
Okay.
Okay, this is the gayometer.
Okay.
Are you worried about getting older?
Yes.
Do you own a pair of leather trousers?
No.
Do you have a set of lucky underwear?
Yes.
Okay. Do you pluck your eyebrows?
No. Liar.
No, liar. I do not.
Yeah, you do.
Do you get your hair cut at regular intervals or when people start making fun of you?
At regular intervals.
Would you ever shave the hair on your head?
Yes.
Would you?
I tried it, it looked bad.
Really, did you?
I did try it, yeah.
Okay. Are you your mother's favourite in the family?
Absolutely.
Oh, go on, boy. Are you pierced below the neck?
No.
Thank God.
Ugh, like a King Alfred.
Do you think good drivers tend to make good lovers?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you go to someone for their money?
No.
Liar.
No. No, I'm not shallow.
Is your credit card up to its limit?
Yes, always.
Do you think it's obscene to spend more than £100 on a shirt?
Of course not.
Okay. Would you rather be a dog or a cat?
Dog.
When you were young, did you prefer to be a cowboy or an Indian?
Cowboy.
I don't even know what that question means.
Not me.
Would you rather meet your favourite footballer or be your favourite footballer?
Meet.
Okay.
Or option two.
The last time you went to a party, did you make lots of new friends or talk mainly to people you already know?
Talk mainly to people I already know.
Have you ever trimmed?
Yeah.
Do you wash your face with soap or a cleansing treatment?
A cleansing treatment.
Brilliant. This is good. Do you think your best friend is sexy? Yes, very sexy or definitely not?
I wish there's a middle option. Yes, go on then.
Do you prefer to give flowers or get flowers?
Give.
Give.
Yep.
Have you ever been involved in a fight? Have you ever been involved in a fight in the street?
Of course not.
In boots, yes.
Yes.
Have you ever swung at the punch bag at the fairground?
No.
When you move into a new flat, how important is it to redecorate? Very important or not very important?
Very.
If you have a DIY test to complete, are you more likely to hire a professional or do it yourself?
Hire a professional.
Is it better to be smart and ugly, or beautiful and stupid?
Beautiful and stupid.
If you're going to sleep with someone you don't know, would you go to their place or go to your place?
Go to my place.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Question number 27?
No. Yes.
Yes, you'd give the sex toys a present. Yes. That's interesting. Do you frequently question 28, which I can't read out?
As long as you don't read it out.
I won't, yes. I swear. Okay. No, number 29, no, I would no, love to read no, out, but no,
no. No, no.
Okay. And number 30, have you ever thought that you something too much?
No. Is that possible?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Boss, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the... Rachel, what's the next song we've got to play?
This is going to be bad.
That's not it, by the way.
The Caesars.
I think we should play the Caesars and then get your results, Alan, to find out how gay you are on this gayometer.
Okay.
We've got the trail first, though.
What was it for?
The punk.
Oh, great.
Go on, let's play that.
Unbelievable. So we're playing this clip, right?
I've got all of them.
And she sounds like she's going, ah, blah, 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 blah. And then a load of people start texting and saying, she's saying, I feel awesome.
I've got all of them.
Right? Mm. Tracy DJ, Rob DJ's missus, has just texted in. She's saying, oh, I got all of them.
I've got all of them.
And again?
I've got all of them.
Could be. I mean, as close as awesome is, to be honest.
Oh, I got all of them.
I've got all of them.
Could be.
Yeah.
Tracy could be right.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm a bit nervous.
Are the results?
The results. It's time.
The question on the Radio 1 gayometer, stolen off the Channel 4 website. How gay is Dominic Byrne? After a series of intense questions, Dominic Byrne was pronounced 40% gay. Now a
it's time for Allard to take the test. This would sound great if I wasn't bugged up.
Hmm.
Is Allard more gay or less gay than Dominic Byrne? It's time to find out as Allard reveals his answers.
Let me be less. That'd be hilarious.
Okay, so here we go. Stand by. Okay, Allard, here we go.
Right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. 38%.
Hooray!
Not a bad score.
Hey, Dominic.
38%, which means that so you're 2% less gay.
Dominic.
I can read his lips with a glass then.
His face.
Yes, Dominic.
What?
You are more gay than I am, Dom.
Hey. I'm married with a child.
She's your beard.
Yeah, it's all a front. You know what they say about men with short hair, don't you?
Yep.
How can That's I be secretly more... gay.
How can I be more gay than you, Al?
Dominic.
Easy. Have you seen what you're wearing?
Dominic. It's a joke. He hasn't clicked the results yet.
I haven't really.
But you can now watch as he does.
Ready?
It's time for Allard to find out the results of the gay amateur. Allard.
I am 70% gay.
Hey!
Says, carefully, not a gay cliche yet, but you're well on your way. Bet all the girly girls love you.
You're a girly girl, aren't you, Rach?
Do you think?
I hate him.
Right, there you go.
You're not a girly girl.
You're not a girly girl.
You're not a girly girl.
I can be.
I don't mean that in a bad way. You're not a girly girl.
You're wearing dungarees.
I'm not. Is there a lesbian test on here?
Are you trying to imply that Rachel may be a lesbian?
You never know.
You've already come up 100% lesbian then, yeah?
I would.
I'm a lesbian.
Serious Link, Dave, how do you get to today's from yesterday's classic, The Clash and London Calling?
London Calling was released in 1979, the same year that I Don't Like Mondays was a number one for the Boomtown Rats. Rats spread disease and are therefore considered vermin. Vermin sounds a bit like Vernon, as in Vernon Kay, who's now on telly in America as the host of Hit Me Baby One More Time. Hit Me Baby One More Time was, of course, a big hit for Britney Spears. Spears were always the weapon of choice for the Zulus. Zulu was the title of a classic film starring Michael Caine, who also starred in The Italian Job. The Italian Job was based in Turin and was parodied in the Pick Apart That's New video by Stereophonics. Stereophonics featured two original members, both with the surname Jones. Jones is also the surname of our very own team members, Rachel and Allard. Allard is an anagram of Dale, as in Dale Winton, the former host of Pets Win Prizes.
Hello, sweetheart.
The singular form of prizes is prize, which is what you might have to do to your finger to release it from underneath a huge rock if it had become trapped. Trapped was a 1985 hit for Colonel Abrahams, and the word trapped consists of exactly seven letters, the same amount, curiously, as the word finally, which was a big hit for CC Peniston, which links us to this morning's Tea to Sync track. It is CC Peniston, and of course, finally.
I love the fact that when you run out of breath, your voice gets a lot quieter.
91? 92.
91 originally.
92 was the hit.
What is Chris Slater?
Gordon the Gopher. Gordon the Gopher.
Gordon the Gopher. There you go, it's the remix on the show, Dave. CC Peniston, finally.
Mm-hmm.
However, the question I need to ask you, of course, when the single page turns mm-hmm. up, was that a seamless link?
It was seamless. Factually correct.
Well,
but the question that we were mentioning before we played the record is...
I had a copy of that in 1991.
Well, we're both right, because, as you heard me say beforehand...
And I believe it was AM/PM.
Don't know. But we're both right, because you said it came out originally in 91, which it did.
Thank you.
But the hit was in 92.
Thank you.
So we'll share the points on that
I think
one.
It was a minor hit in 91.
29 so. It got to.
So it was a hit in 91 as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but a minor hit.
So got, I was more right than
got
you.
Got to number two in March 1992.
Top 30 song isn't a minor hit.
Anyway, point each.
And I agree.
Chris wins.
I also agree with the texter who says, how many percentage gay is Dave after choosing this song? You see? Told
I don't think it's a gay
song. It's a gay
Gordon the Gopher.
I don't think so.
It's our time on the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say. It's a bit where Gay will now say.
Let's get ready to rumble! Oh.
to do How Gay Are You, Rachel, as well. We don't want to leave you out.
Dave hasn't done it.
I know, but we've done two boys now. We should do a girl in the balance of fairness. What?
I don't want to do it.
What you've got to do is answer some questions.
It's easy.
Load it up, Alan.
No. I've got it ready.
Apparently there's yes and no. There's yes and no answers.
They're very simple.
Do the yes ones first.
Okay.
See how many times you say yes. So the following questions. Rach? There you go.
Do you support a football club?
Yes.
Are they a lower division club?
Yes.
Does your boyfriend look like someone famous?
Yes.
He does, yeah.
He does. Do you drink specialty teas?
Yes.
Do you own a pair of Jimmy Choo shoes?
No.
Is that the no list?
These are the no list now. Do you hate Sam on Big Brother?
I don't care.
No, it's not.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, hang on then. 90%.
90%? Well done, Rachel.
Excellent.
Good. Do you drink speciality teas? What are you drinking now, Rachel?
Nettle tea.
There you go. Nettle tea.
Is that the one that looks like hot whey?
It's really nice and it's very good. I've got a cold at the moment and it makes me feel all warm and
Nettle tea.
What's wrong with peppermint? That's your usual favourite.
No, I've gone on to nettle tea now because it's quite good for detoxing.
Does it sting your mouth?
No.
It's not nettles in tea, Dave.
It must be.
Nettle tea.
It's made from nettles.
Yeah, but you don't just have a bunch of nettles sticking out.
Boil it up.
Have you ever tried it?
No, but it looks like hot whey.
Maybe you should. No, I won't let you try this one, though, because I've got a cold.
I've never tried hot whey, but I don't fancy that.
It's green anyway.
What's that other yellow stuff you're drinking before?
It's whey.
That was vitamin C.
Ah. Do you have nettle tea bags?
Yeah, look, I'll make you one. Then you can decide whether you like it or not.
Can you have sugar in it?
Yeah, but you're kind of missing the point of it then.
Apparently it was a club classic on AMPM in 91. I'm so right. God, I'm good. I'm so good, aren't I? What are you doing later, Alan?
Today, I'm going to start living like a pauper. I'm going to get very poor from tomorrow for a month.
Why?
So. Because
it's because your payments have been messed up.
No, it's because I'm living outside of my means. And
Rachel's
this week...
telling me her payments. She's got a problem with her payments.
No, Aled and I are now looking at the One Life site for money to get guidance.
And that's
it's
not
actually very, very good.
That's not a corporate thing. I did that, genuine. When I heard we were doing this campaign, I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. So I took a read and I've picked up quite a lot of good points. So today I'm going to work out how to do it.
I've got all of them.
So I'm going to try and cut down on my money.
I can help you.
Go on then.
Yeah. Stop spending so much money on your rubbishy clothes!
Well, that. No clothes this month, and also no generic coffee house coffees this
month.
That's
a good one.
I'm going to cut down on those because I have three of those a day.
How much money do you spend a day?
On those?
No, how much money do you spend on an average day?
I don't know, actually.
Have you worked out how much money you can afford to spend a week and how much money you do spend a week?
I worked out that I spent £800 more than I should have last month.
Last month.
So I got to cut down. No taxis this month. I'm not going to do any of
those. Why don't you just get rid of seven of your eight phones?
Yeah, done that. I've got rid of two.
How many phones does that
now,
leave you with?
I'm down to two. Seriously.
You had four phones.
They were just knocking around, you know.
How many numbers
do you
have?
Your bag. I now have two.
Do you have three numbers for Alan?
Do you?
Yeah.
And so there's that. I'm also going to start buying food and then bringing it in from the supermarkets rather than buying food at lunchtime from cafes.
That's very, very good. I do that.
And start doing that.
Oh, you God, you're so dull. You're so boring.
It's nicer and healthier.
I haven't got your wage. I need to cut down, so I'm going to do it for a month. See if I can do it for a month. One gym with my trainer instead of two a week.
Why don't you just cancel your trainer
altogether?
Whoa,
stop. Do you pay to see a trainer twice a week?
Yeah.
You need a slap.
I cut down. It used to be four.
What does he do for you? Look at you. Why are you still got a saggy ass?
It's less saggy than it was a few months ago.
No, it's not.
I tell you what.
They look like Leslie's breasts.
They do not.
Your cheeks on your ass look like Leslie's
nasty.
Fat boobs.
No, more Makosi, but not Leslie, maybe.
You pay a trainer twice a week, and how long have you had him for?
About 6 months.
Well, he should be ashamed of himself.
Don't be silly. Mark, good morning.
And what does he do for you?
He's helped me lose the stone I lost over detox. He was brilliant.
You lost that because you went on a detox!
And I did a lot of exercise.
Okay, so how much have you lost since then?
put a couple of pounds back
on. A couple of pounds back on. And you pay him how much a week?
30 a session, I think.
So you pay him £60 a week? Yeah. I bet you bet any money you pay him more.
No, I don't. And I'm gonna cut down for a month. I'm gonna save some money.
Give me £60 a week. I'll make you lose weight. Go to the shop and get my ciggies.
I was gonna say, I'll take you out training. Give me the money.
Come on.
I go to the gym four times a week.
Rachel, you can't train, Alan. Look at you.
I bet you I could.
Don't be so ridiculous.
I bet you I could.
Give over. That'd be like Robbie Coltrane trying to teach me how to lose weight.
You give me a month and I bet you you'd lose weight if you trained with me.
Yeah, but he and I have a good gossip during the session as well. I chat to Mark, he's good.
Listen, stop. Sort yourself out, you disgrace. A trainer twice a week and you look like that. Get a grip, man.
So harsh on me.
Not harsh on you.
You are.
I'm telling you how it is.
Should we do the shuffle truffle challenge? Shall I shake my stomach next to yours and see how much actually shakes?
Yeah, but hang on a second.
I'm the one with the trainer here.
Yeah, but Alan, what do you weigh?
Under 11 now, 10 stone 12.
You don't need to lose any weight.
That's because I have a trainer, you see. I've lost half stone. I'm scared if I give up my trainer.
Half a stone, it was a stone at the beginning of the link. No, it's half a stone.
It was a stone, but I put on half again, but that's fine. But
so you have a trainer twice a week and you've recently put on half a stone. Tell me how that works.
Because I've been eating bad food, you see. I've been eating out a lot and I need to cut down. I'm going to buy healthy food, but in a supermarket and bring it in to work with me. I tell you, it's the way forward. Dave does it, don't you, Dave?
No.
Yes, you do. I see your cereal every morning. And Rachel brings in sandwiches and fruit.
I sometimes bring bananas in.
There we go. See? Bought that in a supermarket.
What's that got to do with the fact that you waste your money on a trainer twice a week, you Welsh pillock?
I'm not paying a trainer to go and gossip in the gym with him.
Hey, look. Here we go. Watch this, OK? All right, Alex, just do a couple of star jumps. Oh, Rachel's a coward, isn't she? Who does Dave think he is? 30 quid, please. I'll do that twice a week if you want.
I'm going to gossip. Ring my wife and gossip for free.
anyway. You should go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and click on One Life, Alan.
I'm going to follow it for a month.
That will give you all the help that you need. There's a special page on there which says in big fat letters, get rid of your trainer, Alan.
Yeah.
And three of your phones.
What's the most amount of phones you've ever had at one time?
Six.
Do you know what? How many lines have you got, though?
Now, only two. But yeah, then
but
I listen, had a...
But you're not cheating on anybody anymore. I didn't need the one line.
That's why I'm getting rid of them. Yeah. I don't need them. So that phone's gone now.
I tell you what, if I read out your phone number on the air, you'll have to cancel it.
Well, please don't do that.
But you'll have to cancel it then, won't you?
But I don't want to because that's the one that everyone has. And I'll have to then spend a lot of money phoning everyone to say, I'm sorry, this number's now changed.
Are you 07815? Is that one?
No.
07838?
No.
0797?
Yeah, that's that one.
Right, if you want to give Alan a ring, we're going to help... We're helping...
Don't.
Help us help you, Alan.
No.
Help
no,
us...
Chris.
Help
no,
you.
Don't.
Help us...
Please.
Help you.
I'll read yours out. 078...
Help us help you, okay? If you want to ring Alan, here's his number. 07801-10...
Stop it. Stop it there. Stop it there. They can guess the rest. Please don't.
What, Dave?
You're getting very close to my one as well.
Nine.
No, don't. Hey, life in the funny lane.
I'm only joking. Alan's number, if you want to ring him, is
07-93-1-8.
It's yours, right? Feel free to stop me at any time.
You can stop now, thank you.
Here's a good one. We can test a time how long it takes Dominic to get in here to ask me to stop reading out his phone
number. Go, okay.
If you want to ring Dominic Byrne on his mobile phone number, here's his number. 07720435. There you go.
Well done.
God, you moved.
I think I choked on a bit of chewing gum.
That's a first. Rachel!
The lines are open for a car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
If you'd like to give Carrie a ring, make a note of this special number and give her a quick call. The number is 07815.
Yeah!
There you go, beautiful.
Well done, Carrie.
I'll do mine as well. Mine is 07973. Another great fade there from the Radio 1 Music Department.
They must be done at 5 o'clock on a Friday night, surely. All of those fades.
I always say it's someone, it's someone loading the CD into the computer system and they're dying for a wee for the last 10 seconds. And there's 20 seconds left and they can't wait and they just go, do you know what, I'm just going to fade out now.
That's awful.
That's not right, is it?
Awful.
Anyway, just, so that fades then, I take it. Thank you very much. It's 9:24. Now, that's the new Mariah Carey single, We Belong Together, which is out on the 4th of July.
Independence Day.
That's right. Which is the Monday after Live Aid.
It is.
Handy. That's number one on the Billboard charts in America.
Is it?
Give over.
She's the most successful female artist of all time. 16 US number ones.
Really?
16?
Dream lover, moment. You got me again, moment. I like that one.
Of course, Vision of Love.
Yeah. That was her first, wasn't it?
Mm.
So we got this DJ thing tonight. Oh, I tell you what, Dominic's also doing something quite cool today. We'll talk about that. Dominic, get in here. Dominic is doing some more big showbiz interviews today.
Friend of the stars, Dominic Byrne.
Which you may or may not hear.
We will hear them.
By the way, just ask me a question. Yes or no, it was you, wasn't it?
No.
Swear?
Swear. Swear.
What's that?
I don't know, but it is. I mean, I'm just... No, it wasn't me.
Do you know who it was?
No.
Swear?
No, I don't. I swear.
Okay.
What have you done?
Oh, we've got confusion.
Somebody has sent a message from Dominic's computer to another member of staff this morning, right? And everybody naturally assumed it was me, because it had a rude word that it said, I hate you. It was sent to somebody else, right, from Dom's computer.
Mm.
And the person in question received it, naturally, and by the way, wrongly, assumed it was me.
So they blamed you now.
We think we're getting closer though, because I'm also logged in upstairs on the second floor of Radio 1 where Newsbeat is.
Yeah.
So it could have been somebody fiddling with my computer up there.
Right.
I don't want to accuse anyone, but if it was Toby Seeley, then I'd have him to chat with.
Do you know what? I was just about to say it might be him.
Is Toby in
today?
He is, yeah.
I would put my money on him.
If there's any tomfoolery, it's usually Toby Seeley.
It was a message to Liam, right, who's in charge of the news this morning, which basically said, you are a rude word, I hate working with you.
From me?
Yeah, from
and
Dominic.
And I didn't say that.
Dominic's going, I never said that. Well, sadly, Liam naturally assumed it was from me and replied, cheers, Chris. And I'm like, I swear, I didn't do it.
It's the kind of thing you do.
I honestly swear I didn't do it. And I wouldn't say that.
No, I believe you.
So anyway, who are you interviewing today?
Three famous Hollywood famous people.
Wow, that sounds great!
We've never done a trio before. And one more. There's the third one. The first one, this is for the film Madagascar, by the way.
Yep.
First one we're interviewing is... Ben Stiller.
Woo!
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Hang on a second. Was it you?
Yeah, it was Toby.
It was Toby who wrote the rude message pretending it was from Dominic's computer, and I got the blame.
7 words with you, Mr.
I can't believe Toby fell for that and he's come downstairs, because while he's doing that, the deal was whoever's still left in the office is now sending an email to the boss of Radio 1 saying, you're a gaylord.
Wait till Puff Daddy gets that.
So, Ben Stiller, that's the first one of the three. Yeah. The second one... is
Chris Rock.
Yeah!
Wow,
love Chris Rock.
Pretty cool. And the third of the three, completing the trilogy, is... David Schwimmer.
Whoa!
He offered Friends.
Rasfam Friends.
He's speaking to all of them today.
Yeah,
Rasfam
all friends. Separately. Rasfam, so
I'm making him sound like Rain Man. Rasfam Friends.
So, it's Madagascar, which is like an animated film that I saw yesterday, and it's very funny. Really, really funny. And it's not out for a while, but I'll be talking to them about it and other stuff. So we could do some questions, I suppose.
Ask David Schwimmer about dinosaurs.
Okay, he's not an actual paleontologist himself, is he?
I mean, just ask him what his favourite dinosaur is.
Okay.
Mine's the Diplodocus.
Okay. Diplodocus or Diplodocus?
Diplodocus.
Okay.
I used to have a ruler with different dinosaurs on
them. Did you?
Fabulous. Ask them all what they think of the Michael Jackson verdict.
Okay.
That's great.
I'm going to ask Chris Rock about
that'd be great. Something tells me Chris Rock will give you his opinion.
Yeah, I think
something tells me Ben Stiller will give you a funny opinion.
Yeah.
And something tells me that David Schwimmer will have no opinion. Ask David Schwimmer what he thinks of Colin Edith, because they interviewed him, and it'd be great if he goes, who? Sorry? That'd be great.
Apparently, Colin gave David Schwimmer his number because they're both really into poker.
Yeah, that's true.
And I saw that.
Colin is still awaiting his call, so.
Okay.
I think we should ask him about that.
Follow up the poker.
Yeah, so just say basically, so write down Colin Edith Poker.
Yeah. Question mark.
Yeah. So you doing that today?
Yes, I'm doing it about. Well, as soon as the show finishes at 10, I'm getting in the car.
Will you ask them all if any of them fancy a beer tonight?
Yep.
Because we're meeting in a very posh hotel bar, and if they want, I will take them to a traditional London pub for one or two pints.
Okay.
But then I've got a meeting, so, you know, if they want to meet early doors about 5 for a pint,
okay,
I will take them to a nice quiet, so they won't get hassled boozer.
And just have a chat over a packet of crisps and peanuts.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Happy with that?
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Okay. And obviously ask them all if they've ever been to Kidderminster.
Yeah.
And do they like olives?
Yeah, Kidderminster olives.
We've got a present, by the way, for Ben Stiller, which is Do You Remember Me? As in, do you remember Chris?
Oh, yeah.
And if in case he doesn't, I've got a picture of me with his wife kissing me with him looking on, and we framed it. Nice frame,
that's
by the way.
That's beautiful,
Alan.
Yeah.
That was Jocelyn.
Nice frame, Jocelyn. Very nice. So I wanted to give that to him.
Thank you very much.
I'm just making noise with it so you can hear what happened, right?
That's lovely.
I think we need to wrap it up.
I'd like to know if they've got any allergies as well.
That's great, lovely. So, another in-depth interview with the stars coming up with Dominic Byrne later this afternoon. I think I'm going to play Jamiroquai next, Rachel, because I like that song. That one. And a bit of Snow Patrol as well, some classic Snow Patrol. What do you fancy, Rachel? What Snow Patrol song would you like?
I'd quite like to hear my favourite, Chocolate.
Is that the slow one?
Yes.
Okay, if that's what you want to hear, you can hear
it. Well, it's not slow, it's slowish.
We'll do that next after News and Sports, 9:31. One Road Travel,
Dominic Byrne. The 14th of June is always A1M Day on One Road Travel. The carriageway is down to one lane southbound, that's between Junction 8 and Junction 7 at Stevenage. It's all for emergency repairs. Enjoy your motoring. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic
Byrne. Just gone 9:35. Excuse me. Gaz in Nuneaton, you're banned from texting the show for writing the following text message. Could you ask David if he's a good swimmer? Chris Rock, if he's related to the famous wrestler, The. And Ben, if he can sit for a long time.
It's ridiculous. As if we'd ask ridiculous questions of Hollywood A-list celebrities.
You've got to ask them what they think of the Michael Jackson verdict.
We'll do. Yeah. I'll also say that, because they obviously each played a part in the film, I'll say individually, you were my favourite of all in the film.
Yeah.
Your performance was second to none.
Yeah.
So I think we should do that for each of them.
Yeah. You can tell Chris Rock that I bought his one of his HBO specials on DVD when I was in Miami recently. I like Chris Rock. It's funny. In the minute here. In the minute here.
He's loud and high pitched, isn't he?
Give me something to say.
Hello, my name's Chris Rock. How are you doing?
No, not like that. But what? Like when he does his stand up. You ever seen stand up?
No, never.
It's very funny. Michael Jackson! Michael Jackson! That's what he does. He does a great routine about Michael Jackson, which he won't be able to do anymore.
So if Ben Stiller is up for a beer.
Tonight at five.
Five?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time's our meeting?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I imagine kind of half seven or something.
Is it? So you could have a
if
few.
If they're
with
kicking
Ben.
Their heels later on in the afternoon, we'd go three or four.
Okay.
Yeah. Go for a matinee session.
Yeah. It's fine.
I've had a really bad thought, by the way.
What?
I thought Allard actually would have worked this out, but Allard obviously hasn't. You know, I keep saying that Leslie, who just got booted out of the Big Brother house, has got big fat boobs.
Yeah.
And made all these comments about her.
Yeah.
I'm doing BBLB tomorrow night. Won't
she? Oh, she'll be on.
But don't worry, I've come up with a cunning plan. I'm going to lie, right? And I'm going to say that I'm a big fan of hers. And say that I've supported her all the way through.
You could always wear full body armour, just in case.
Or wear a big fat nurse's outfit.
Shall I do that? Shall I go dressed as a big nurse?
Go dressed as a nurse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it. Me as a nurse on BBLB tomorrow night on Channel 4. Not a chance.
Big Brother's back on TV. The show will last for weeks. With Dermot and Davina and a big house full of freaks. They'll press around and scream and swear on TV every day. Then one by one they'll disappear and hopefully stay away.
Firstly, at the end of the day, I've got big fat wobbly boobs.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Same size as a big fat man's head.
National Radio.
Well, Joe, the old Snow Patrol, and Chocolate, and the old Radio 2, and old Terry Wogan. Who knows the old Michael Jackson? The old Not Guilty, on all counts. And all the old full French lady, letting off the old doves. Flappity flap, old crazy old garlic. The old, now coming up, Ken Bruce.
Michael.
Morning, Ken.
Hi.
Ah, well, as they say, they're like an old farmer, got the old hay up and down the hill. No, not bad. But, I said you about the old French lady on television last night, releasing the old doves into the sky. I felt, shining up like a sign of innocence and freedom, an old batty old French cow. But what, old Ken? What do you make of the whole thing? Sarah Kennedy?
Fish.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Hello. Sorry. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Ray Walker.
How you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That's good.
Is Carrie there?
She is there, yeah.
Morning, Roy.
We should go for a drink sometime.
I don't really want to go with you now, Roy.
Why?
Because you've been asking for ages, but you've never actually done it officially.
Who told you that?
Allard.
Is he still here?
Yes, hello. Yes.
For this week.
Loser. We should go for a drink sometime.
Me? Okay,
loser.
If you wanna.
No, just God.
I've got this gay test that you can run if you want it.
I'm too busy. I'm a legend.
Okay.
Do you want to go for a drink with Carrie?
She sounds like she's got a lovely personality.
Okay.
Thanks, Roy.
Do you want to go for a drink with him?
I'd love to go for a drink with Roy, yeah.
Where?
Probably to somewhere nice, a nice bar around here by the river.
Which one?
One that does woo-woo.
I'm not into woo-woo.
Does that mean
any other drink?
Does that mean it's all off then?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was going to stay in anyway.
Yeah, fair enough then.
anyway.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Johnny and I'm from Chester.
Yay! I've got a story about that place.
Really? What is it?
But that's for another time.
Okay.
You're yesterday's Johnny, aren't you?
Yep,
really. Hey!
That's amazing.
We've got Johnny back on the show again. That's 2 days in a row.
It's a good job we're not chasing ratings.
That is true, yeah. Johnny is called Johnny Baker.
That's correct.
Isn't that lovely? Hello, yes, Johnny Baker here. Take my wife, please. Sounds like some kind of bad stand-up. Of course, you were on yesterday.
I was.
Yeah.
You were rubbish.
I know.
Yeah, apparently you were. And I heard Alan say, have you had many people come up and say they heard you on the show yesterday?
I got a lot of text messages yesterday.
That's not what I've heard.
See what, Roy?
That's not what I've heard.
Really?
Really.
Are you trying to say he's not popular, he's in fact a...
loser.
Right, okay, fine. Well, hopefully you'll win today, Johnny.
I know, I hope so.
I hope so too. You sounded like Dr. Mark then.
A little bit, yeah.
Can you say I hope so again?
I hope so.
It is?
Yeah.
Can you say it's just a cold?
It's just a cold.
Slightly posh.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what are you driving today?
Again, a Vauxhall Corsair Black.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Yes.
It's a nice horn.
It's not a bad horn. All right, hang on the line.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hiya, Chris. I'm Gavin and I'm from Dudley.
Yay! I have a friend who lives there.
Really, Roy? What's his name?
Evita.
Evita who?
Evita Smith.
Oh, I know her.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yeah, bye, Roy.
Oh, no. What a numpty.
Oh, hey, come on now.
Yeah, it takes one to know one, Roy.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh,
I don't know, but you're talking back.
Loser.
Yeah, loser.
Oh, damn, can't tell you. Dude.
Is this person for real?
Yes, all right.
Are you?
Yeah. Please, just cut them off.
Okay.
Hi, Chris.
Calm down, Gavin.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Gavin, what do you do?
I'm a sales manager.
For?
A change of style.
Do people buy stuff off you just so you'll go away?
No, they like to see me because I'm really exciting and nice and fun.
Right.
That's not what I've heard.
Yeah, Roy, whatever, shut up.
It just goes to prove that stupid people make bad radio.
That's right.
I don't know why they use you then, Roy.
He just said, I don't know what to use then, Roy.
Whatever.
Right, yeah, whatever.
Gavin, you're talking to a machine.
Really? It's not the real Roy Walker?
That's amazing.
I just tell you.
God, give me strength.
All right, easy. Right, so then, Gavin, apart from being irritating, where are you right now?
I'm at a service station just off the M1 by Barnsley.
Right, okay.
Shut up.
Yeah, whatever, Lisa.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, whatever, shut up.
I never got treated like this on Channel 4.
You were never on Channel 4!
Of course,
Just watch your mouth, fatty.
He's talking to you, Chris.
No, I think he's talking... Hey, Gavin, don't you start on me. 07790904. Do you want me to
announce the rest?
Yeah, not so smart now. What are you driving, Gavin?
An Audi A3.
Nice wheels.
Like a poor man's Audi. Let's hear the horn.
Let's hear the horn then.
That horn is
rubbish.
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of an irritating camp idiot. Right, so then, Johnny, looks like you're gonna win the game today, son.
Thank you.
Isn't that right, Gavin?
Yeah.
Roy?
Horns at the ready.
Yes.
Fingers steady.
Yes.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Somebody's just texted saying, I bet Gavin's a Michael Jackson fan.
No.
Right, here we go. Eyes down, looking. Good luck, Johnny.
Thank you. Cheers, Chris.
Cheers, Chris. Gavin, calm down, all right?
Okay.
Just talk normally, right? are you single, Gavin?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
My choice.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gay or straight?
Straight.
You're straight?
Yeah.
We got a clip of your ex-girlfriend on here somewhere, apparently. Right, here we go. Eyes down, looking. Mr. Fisher spending the day at a community farm in Litchfield, where he's helping out with some of the daily chores. The farm keeps cows, and one of the daily jobs is to go and milk them. But Mr. Fisher's never milked a cow before, so he's trying to get some milk out of one of the udders, but it's just not happening. Toby, who runs the farm, has come over to give Mr. Fisher a hand, and he's telling him that maybe that udder, the particular udder that he's working on, doesn't work, and he should try one of the other udders and see if that gives out any milk. So he says, okay, I think I will. And then Toby, the fella, says to him, pull that one there and see if you get out milk from that one. So he pulls that one, the udder, and he doesn't get any milk. Feel free any time, Tommy. So the fella said to him, try the other one. He goes, what do you mean, try the other one? What should you do with it? He goes, pull it. Who was that?
Me, Johnny.
Yes, Johnny?
Pull the other one.
You're right!
That was rubbish.
I would have accepted pull the other one, of course. That would have been fine. So one to Johnny, none to smart arse. Gavin, you're not doing very well, Gavin. I tell you what, you're going to be humiliated on national radio and all your friends are going to laugh at you. Oh, your lips moving, still talking, freak. And all your friends are going to refer to you as the loser boy.
Yeah, whatever.
But they will, Gavin.
Whatever.
What?
Okay, this is play. Get on with it. Bring it on. Come on.
Oh, do you know what? You're such an arse. You really irritate me, Gavin. Either relax and calm down, right, or you'll just get me wound up.
All right, Chris.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right, we'll cut him off. We'll make it easier, Johnny. Here we go. So it's just you now, Johnny, and the answer is going round in circles, so give it about two lines.
Okay.
Mr. Fish is down in Chichester again on a sailing weekend with his son Michael. Yes, Johnny?
Going round in circles!
You're a winner!
Congratulations, Johnny, you're a winner. But
that's, thank you very
but
much.
To be fair, you did beat an idiot.
I did.
Yeah. And do you have anything to say to Gavin if he's still listening?
He's a bit of an idiot.
Right, there you go. Fighting talk. Gavin, do you want to say anything back to Johnny? No, you can't, can you, of course? Because you're speechless with that superb put down. Johnny, well done.
Thank you.
I wish you all the very best with seeing somebody from Hollyoaks again.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, okay. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, mate.
I'll tell you what, Johnny.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, every time. Right, that's it. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish.
Yes.
He's waving.
Switch your microphone off. Switch your microphone off. Switch your microphone off. Stop shouting, fat man. That said, I think it's got an amazing voice. That's Fat Man Scoop and Missy Elliott. What a coup that is for those two to be working with each other. And Lose Control, which is obviously what the record company did when they had the decision about releasing it or not. That said, it's brilliant.
Let's go, let's go.
It's one of my favourite songs on the radio and playlist at the moment. Right, so that's the show. Listen to Zane Lowe tonight from 7 o'clock. It's part two of Zane's Foo Fighters interview with Dave Grohl and Taylor Hawkins, of course, the brother of Justin Hawkins.
Yep.
Scott Mills is on at 4 o'clock today. Your call is going to be on for 5. Is it Colin and Dina today? Or just
she was sick yesterday.
Just Colin. How sick was she?
I think she had the flu.
Oh, okay. And Joe Wiley is on after 10 o'clock this morning, and hopefully she'll be talking to somebody very special on the phone. Do you know who that special person is?
Yes.
Who?
It is Mr. Eminem.
Sell it, Dave. Sell it. I like that.
Eminem.
Jo just playing with her hair there in the studio, getting ready for this morning's live broadcast from Studio One. Have a great show, Jo. Brown. Right, we're back tomorrow unless I've got a cold. Goodbye! Six pips, remember, Jo. Don't peak too soon, love. We'll be right back.
You're so funny. I hate you. Give me the long piff, go on.